Tennessee has joined 20 Republican states in arguing that the Affordable Care Act should be overturned. The lawsuit filed in Texas on Monday contends that without the individual mandate, Obamacare is unconstitutional. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
States have already taken a case against Obamacare to the Supreme Court, arguing that the government can't make citizens buy insurance. The high court narrowly decided that because the individual mandate was enforced through a tax penalty, it was allowed. But the tax cut package, signed into law by President Trump, zeroes out the penalty for people who don't buy insurance. So Tennessee Attorney General Herbert Slattery says it's no longer a tax at all. And the mandate, while it has no teeth, is now unconstitutional in Slattery's view. And a lawsuit suggests that means the Affordable Care Act itself is unconstitutional since it is dependent on everyone buying insurance, a point that Democrats have now started moving away from. Under Slattery's predecessor, who was a Democrat, Tennessee did not participate in multi-state litigation challenging Obamacare, including the 2012 lawsuit that went to the Supreme Court. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.